I want to begin just by first giving God all the glory and the praise that is due Him. As we've seen in the Sunday school lesson today, we serve a forgiving and merciful God.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
And as Pastor said, we are on a journey. And as long as we are here, He's called us to a purpose to fulfill His will in witnessing about His Son Jesus, sharing the love of Christ that's been placed in us with the world so that everyone might know Him.
All right.
And experience the joy that comes from knowing Him. And not just knowing of Him, but intimately understanding the calling that our Lord and Savior has on our lives.
Come on now.
And on the kingdom of God.
Yes.
God is eternal.
Yes, He is.
And so many things we put so much time and energy in that are fleeting or will pass away.
Yes.
And heaven and earth will pass away. There will be a new heaven and a new earth.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes.
And it is really critical for us to keep our focus on the things that are eternal.
All right now.
Yes, sir.
And not get caught up in the things that are passing or fleeting in this life.
All right.
And it's easy to get caught up in the worries and concerns of this world. We look at the news, we see all the stuff that's going on. And you can get overwhelmed and burdened by the weight of the world that God has not called us to carry.
All right now.
Amen.
Exactly. He's given us a calling to just love, right?
All right.
Amen. Love Him, love our neighbors, ourselves. And that's not a carry, that's not a heavy weight.
That's right.
When we do it genuinely the way God has taught us to love.
Amen.
It's not supposed to be something that's difficult or hard or anything, but it gets difficult and hard when we're trying to love on our own.
Uh-oh.
Yes, it does.
It's like, let me see how I can bless somebody on their birthday or Christmas. I'm overwhelmed at Christmas time and birthdays because of the price of something.
Right.
So now it's become a burden.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you try to prove it through something materialistically as opposed to doing it authentically the way Jesus loved us.
Amen.
With no conditions. And it was just genuine love, compassion, and concern. That if we can keep our focus on that type of love, we won't be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And when we look at the weight and the things that's going on in the world, He's instructed us, and I'm going to go to it in the message today, to cast our cares on Him.
Yes.
We're carrying the burdens of this world, right?
Hallelujah.
So this lesson or this message today is, what are you carrying?
What are you carrying?
Let us pray. Father God, we thank You for this blessed day. We thank You, Father God, for this blessed time and occasion where we can come together as a body of believers to hear from You. We thank You, Father God, for Your word today. We thank You, Father God, for the instruction that You give us and the direction that You've given us through Your word, that we might follow Your will. Not our will, but Your will be done in all things.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, as I bring this message today, none of me and all of you, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Your sight.
Amen.
You're my Lord and my Redeemer. We give You praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, church, the question today is, what are you carrying?
Woo!
If you're weighted down by the cares of this world, if you're weighted down by things that's just overwhelming your thought process, or you can't sleep at night, and you can't get through the day. Because you've got the weight of the cares and concerns of the world weighing down on you.
Come on now.
Trying to figure everything out.
Yeah.
Instead of just focusing on God.
Hallelujah.
And let Him sort all the things of the world out for you.
Yes, sir. Come on now.
So we're going to look at some scriptures today to talk about that. And as I go through this message, keep asking yourself that question. What am I carrying? It's weighing me down.
Amen.
So you have to decide what you want and what you don't want in life.
Yes.
So
yes.
If you're carrying something that you don't need, you need to cast it off. Get rid of it.
Amen. Right? Stop it. That's
stop
right.
trying to carry it. You don't want it anyway.
Ask the Lord to help you.
So you have to cast or get rid of whatever is weighing or burdening you down and pick up what you do want.
He cares. That's right. Cast it on him.
Mm-hmm. It's the saying, like they say, you can't carry burdens and blessings at the same time.
Amen.
That's right.
Just cast your burdens so you can pick up the blessings.
That's right.
Amen.
So you can carry the provisions that God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, which one do you want to carry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blessing.
1 Peter 5:7
mm-hmm.
says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
casting our cares, our problems, our worries and concerns, we have to cast those onto God and make room for provision. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We want the provisions of blessings in the provisions of healing. We want the provisions of joy. All the things that God gives us each and every day.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. But we have to choose.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Right.
Choose what we're going to carry each day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings.
Okay. Philippians 4:6 tells us, don't be anxious about anything.
Amen.
But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, mm-hmm. present your request to God.
Praise God. Praise God.
I think we heard Sister Sandra say in Sunday school, it's like the first thing off our mouths ought to be thanking
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord. That's right.
He's done too much
uh-huh.
to get up complaining about anything.
Come on now.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Nick.
So we're going to wake up carrying the burdens or the anxieties or the fears that the enemy has placed on us from the day before or the mm-hmm. night before,
mm-hmm.
or we're going to get up thanking God for what he has done and what he continues to do.
Amen. Amen.
That is an instruction and a commission or a charge that God gives us in Philippians 4:6. Don't be anxious about
anything.
He's telling you don't worry, don't get caught up in anything.
That's right.
In every situation, you need to be praying and petitioning and thanking God.
Yes.
And that's the request that we bring for him when we go into prayer. We're thanking God.
Thank you, Father.
For everything that he has done,
yes.
continues to do, and for what he will do in the future. Amen?
That's right. Yes.
Amen.
I'll read the Amplified from Philippians 4:6. It says, don't be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance, and every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God.
Oh, yes.
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 In other words, God's saying, what is it that you want?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me.
What's not what's wrong, what do you want?
Right.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
It says, present your request to him, not your complaints. Amen.
That's right. Yes.
So, present to God what you want out of life.
Mm.
It says, present your requests, not your problems. God already knows your problems.
Yes, it does.
So why are you sitting there rehearsing them to him?
Amen.
What he's interested in is what you want to do about them, and more specifically, what you want him to do about them. Right?
Yes.
So he's trying to see, where is your faith and trust in you?
Yes.
You going to focus on your problems or the problem solver?
The problem solver.
Are you
going
to look at your situations, or are you going to look to him?
Look to the Lord.
So let's turn to John 5, and we're going to look at verses 4 through 8.
Yes.
We're going to read from the King James. John 5, 4 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get an example of someone that was bringing his complaints versus what he wanted. So we see there, picking up in verse 4, it says, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water.
Oh, hallelujah.
Whosoever then first, after troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had.
Come on now.
Verse 5 says, and a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years.
Oh.
38 years he'd been dealing with this infirmity.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In verse 6, when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been down a long time in that case. And we need to, I want to stop there and emphasize, we need to highlight that because we sometimes don't act like God sees us where we are and what we're going through.
Right.
He sees all and knows all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But Jesus saw him and knew he had been in that state a long time. And so the first thing he asked him, wilt thou be made whole? In essence, Jesus was asking him, what is it that you want? Verse 7, the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. So again, here, he's telling him his problem. I've been here and I try to get in, and every time the water's troubled, somebody go
somebody.
In and dump ahead of me.
Did
Jesus
problem.
Ask him that? What's going on? Or he just asked him, do you want to be made whole? Gee, I don't want to tell you about being whole. I just want to tell you what's going wrong in my life. You need to know what these folks are doing.
Come on.
But Jesus asked him, do you want to be made whole?
All right.
I mean, is the problem the people or the problem your condition that you're going through?
The people.
So he said, no, it's these people. So he didn't answer Jesus' question of what he wanted.
Right.
Just his issues and his problems. Yet and still. Somebody say yet and still.
Yet and still.
Jesus had compassion on him. Verse 8, Jesus heals him.
Jesus said
unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk.
And walk, glory, Lord. Yes.
God is full of compassion.
Ooh.
And mercy. We saw that in the Sunday school lesson today.
Yes.
And he will always be there to listen to whatever we're going through. But know that he is more anxious to address your concerns than hearing about your problems.
Amen.
He wants to know, what do you want me to do about your situation?
What do you want me to do?
Praise God.
What do you want me to do about it?
Come on.
I already know you have pain.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to exchange that for peace?
Heal me, Father.
I already know you have sorrows. Do you want to experience my joy?
Yes.
I know you have financial burdens. Would you like for me to make provision for
you? Yes.
I know you have sickness.
Yes.
You want to be healed and made whole.
Yes.
Church, you have to know your source.
You gotta know it.
For strength. You have to know your source for provision.
Yes.
You have to know your source for peace. You have to know your source for joy.
Yes. Yes.
You have to know who to turn to for all of those things.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Have mercy.
Hallelujah.
David in Psalm 51 was pleading with God.
Woo!
He was full of remorse and grief and sadness from all of the things he had done. And he wanted God to restore him to his good graces and to be in God's good favor. So in Psalm 51, David here is saying, create in me a pure heart.
Heart, oh God.
And renew a steadfast spirit within
me. In me, yes.
David is telling God what he wants.
Thank you, Father.
Verse 11, do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Verse 12 says, restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
Yes.
He's telling God what he wants, church.
Amen.
David does not want to be thrown away in, like the trash.
That's right.
He wants God to make him like new.
Yes, he does.
He wants a pure heart.
Yes.
He wants a steadfast spirit.
Hallelujah.
An unwavering, persistent, committed, and dedicated spirit.
Yes. Oh, praise God. Yes.
Don't cast me from you, he's saying. Don't take your spirit from me. I want the joy that comes from salvation. I want a willing, humble spirit to sustain me through life.
Yes.
And we brought up that word humility and humbleness in Sunday school as well.
Yes.
To know whether you're in plenty or you're in want. Whether you're in the valley or on the mountain, Mm-hmm. You want a humble spirit to keep you steadfast.
Yes.
And focused on God.
Amen.
Amen.
Not what you have or don't have.
That's right.
Your contentment comes in God.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
And the deliberate and purposed act that David is requesting here is mm-hmm. to be have a steadfast spirit that doesn't mm-hmm. waver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Woo.
Mm. We have to cast our cares on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not carry the weight of our cares throughout our days and weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now we live in a day and an age with so much turmoil in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And even within our personal lives.
Oh, yes.
So many questions about troubles and difficulties that we mm-hmm. face from day to day and week to week.
Mm-hmm.
Why did that have to happen?
Amen. Come on.
Why is this going on?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you, God? And what are you doing? Church, we can fill our heads with the burdens and the troubles of this world.
Yeah.
And of life.
Uh-huh.
And just wear ourselves down to the point that we're no good for ourselves or anybody else.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then that's when that sadness and that depression creeps in.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And the next thing you know, we're contemplating, why am I even here?
Mm-hmm.
Should I even go on?
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety and pressure and stress mm-hmm. and the troubles of life wear us down
mm-hmm.
to the point that we don't know if we're any more good for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, church, where we turn and keep our focus on God, because God will always let you know your worthiness.
Yes, he will.
The enemy will try to make you feel worthless.
Yes. Yeah.
And God will always try to make you seem or want you to know that you are worthy.
You are worthy.
You're worthy because he gave his only begotten son.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That you might have life. And have it more abundantly.
Right.
Yes. Because you do have an abundant life.
Yes.
In the head and not the tail.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
But we have a choice before us each day
uh-huh.
of choosing life
mm-hmm.
or death.
Right.
Blessings
mm-hmm.
or cursing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a choice every single day.
Yes, yeah. Amen.
Every day.
He gave us an answer to say, I said, choose life.
Come on,
give
now.
You the answer. You don't know which one, I'm going to tell you. Choose life.
Choose life. That's right.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to wonder. Should I go on or not?
Right. Mm-hmm.
No question about it.
Choose life. Right.
Don't just exist, but live.
Yes.
Thrive.
Yes.
Abundance, an abundant life is right there before you.
That's right.
Wow. Yes.
But you have to make the decision to cast your cares.
Mm-hmm.
First, Psalm 52 and 22 says, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. That's
yes,
a promise.
Yeah.
He will never let the righteous be shaken.
Amen.
That's a promise, church.
Amen.
But the condition is to cast your cares
mm-hmm.
on him, not to carry them yourselves. You're not going to be able to carry the weight of the world. You're not going to be able to carry the burden of your sin.
Yes.
He says, cast them away.
Yes.
He sent his son, Jesus, to relieve us from the burdens of sin.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes.
So it's done. It's finished.
Yes.
Amen.
So, church, again, the question, when are you going to start casting?
Cast your cares upon the Lord. He will lift
When you start casting, God will start blessing.
All right.
Come on.
You got to believe and know that.
Right now. What about right now?
He's not going to bless you before you cast because he's not going to give you something that you haven't asked for.
Amen.
You're choosing to carry when he told you to get rid of.
Amen. Amen.
So now you're walking not only in sin, but you're walking in disobedience.
Yes.
Because he said, cast them. That's a charge. That's a command.
That's right.
Uh-huh. He's not asking, he's telling you.
He's telling you.
Ooh.
Cast your cares.
Woo!
So I can bless you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Have mercy.
In church, when you start casting,
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying simply is this. When you start being obedient to what God has commanded,
mm-hmm.
when he's telling you to do something, you need to do it.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yes,
when he tells you to cast, you need to cast.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
I promise a blessing is in store
for
you.
Yes,
once you follow and be obedient to that call.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Let's look at Luke 5. And I'm going to look at verses 1 through 11 here, where Jesus calls his first disciples.
Mm-hmm.
So one day as Jesus was standing by the lake at Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by fishermen
mm-hmm.
who were washing their net. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore.
Yeah.
Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Verse 4, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep and let down the nets for a catch.
Yeah.
Verse 5, Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything.
We're tired.
Sound like the man at the well at the pool of Bethesda. God, Jesus gave him something to do.
Yeah. Like the other
people. It's like, let me tell you what we've been doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've done that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Done it all night and we hadn't caught anything.
Right.
But because you say so, we'll let down our nets.
Uh-huh.
In verse 6, when they had done so,
mm-hmm.
when they did what Jesus told them to do,
mm-hmm.
listen to this church.
Mm-hmm.
They caught so large a number of fish that their nets began to break.
To break, right. That's right.
So they signaled their partners in the other boats to come and help them.
Yes.
And they came and filled their boats so full that they began to sink.
Oh, wow. Look at God.
Verse 8, when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man.
Woo! No.
For he and his... And all his companions were astonished at the catch of the fish that they had taken.
Mm-hmm.
And so were James and John, the son of Zebedee, and Simon's partners.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
In other words, you're worthy. Don't be afraid. Don't feel worthless.
Yeah. Have mercy.
Now on, you're going to be a fisher of men.
Mm-hmm.
So they pulled their boats on shore and left everything and followed him.
Yes, God, yeah.
A simple act of obedience, church,
mm-hmm.
in the face of failure and defeat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They had not caught any fish all night.
Mm-hmm.
Yet in verse 5, he says, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything.
Mm-hmm.
But because you say so, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have said we've worked so hard for so long,
mm-hmm.
different circumstances and situations.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's worked out for me.
Mm-hmm.
But because you've given me this charge and this commission today,
mm-hmm.
I will cast out my net. I will listen to what you called me to do, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
I will do what you called me to do and to be.
Mm-hmm.
Cast out your net. Cast out your cares and pour in the blessings. Reel in the blessings that God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Think about what blessings await you if you simply cast out every burden and every concern that you let weigh you down. What blessings await you if you simply cast out all your anxieties and stress and place them at Jesus' feet?
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 55 and 22 says, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you.
Amen.
He will never let the righteous be shaken.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So he's promising his word that if you cast your cares on him, he will sustain you.
Mm-hmm.
That means he will keep you going. He will keep you from failing. He will keep you and give you the strength when you feel like giving up.
Mm-hmm.
He will give you joy in the midst of despair. He will give you peace in the midst of the storms. He will fill your heart with love in a world filled with hate.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, church, I know life gets rough. It gets bumpy. It gets really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things we don't understand and many things we will never comprehend on this side. But what we have to know and understand
mm-hmm.
is that God loves us. And he cares for us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's only asking you to do one thing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Whatever is weighing on your heart.
Whatever.
Whatever is weighing on your mind.
Whatever.
Give it to him.
Give it to the Lord.
Let him take care of it.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you're consumed with carrying the weight yourself, understand this. He won't take it from you. Mm-hmm. You have to cast it out. Mm-hmm. On purpose, deliberately.
Yeah. Yep.
Throw it, toss it, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Give it to God. First Peter 5 and 7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
Amen.
The Amplified says it this way, casting your whole, the whole of your care,
mm-hmm.
all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, mm-hmm. once and for all on him.
All right.
For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. The shepherd cares and watches over his sheep, church.
Mm-hmm.
God loves you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he do.
We have to stop carrying these burdens.
Yes, Lord.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. We have to cast our cares on him.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. You can't carry burdens and blessings at the same time.
Wow.
That's right. That's
you have
right.
to decide.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which one you want to carry in life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
You will have to give up one in order to receive the other.
Come on now.
Whoa.
Pass your cares and burdens.
Mm-hmm.
Make room for God's provisions and blessings.
Mm. Mm.
Make known to him what you want.
Right. Oh,
yes.
Boy.
Not your problems.
Come on now.
But the blessings that he would have for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, Ooh. Thank you for your word today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God, for your guidance. Thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you, God, for your mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God, for your provision.
Thank you, Father.
For your healing power.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For the comfort of the Holy Spirit
you,
that takes
Father.
Us from Sunday to Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
From week to week, month to month.
Yes.
As we're on this journey, Lord, we thank you for your strength.
Thank you.
But it's not Lord. Under our strength that we're able to carry on, but by your strength and by Jesus' stripes, we are healed and
we
made
are
whole.
Healed.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
It says, let the weak say, I am strong.
I am strong. Come on.
Yes.
And we praise you and thank you.
Thank you, Father.
For all that you are and all that you do.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.